This election is special for people at Wellesley College in suburban Massachusetts. The all-women school has rallied around a famous graduate who could become the first female president of the United States. And NPR's Tovia Smith visited Hillary Clinton's alma mater.
Nearly 50 years after she graduated from Wellesley, she's still the big woman on campus. Everywhere are pantsuited Hillary action figures, what would Hillary do t-shirts, Madam President coffee mugs, and framed memorabilia.
So here we have her thesis that she wrote.
Entitled, There is Only the Fight. How apt.
It's so foretelling.
Wellesley professor Irena Mata says she's elated that tonight could be a giant leap for womankind.
It's a really big deal. For my generation, that wasn't even something we dreamed about.
It gives me goosebumps.
Alumna Martha Stearns recalls being inspired by her then classmate, Hillary Rodham, who was already making waves as a campus activist.
To practice politics is the art of making what appears to be impossible possible.
I voted for her for student council president, and now I get to vote for her for president of the United States. And it's about time.
Stearns is one of thousands of alum gathering tonight at Wellesley for what they hope will be an historic celebration.
Are you guys actually going to wear pantsuits? That's hilarious.
Along with faculty and students.
Guys, I'm so excited.
It will be a very emotional place to be. I mean, there is the solidarity, there is the sisterhood. It's very validating for our lives.
But validation is less an issue for current Wellesley students. Jenna Shogren says she grew up expecting a woman president. For her, it's a given that women can do anything. Still, she says it would be a poignant moment.
We'll all be sobbing, I'm sure.
Exactly.
But to be clear, these students say gender's not the only or even the top reason they're for Clinton.
She's just qualified.
That's senior Natalie Mendelhall.
At the end of the day, it's about what these candidates are going to do. And I think specifically for like communities of color, it's not so much that women is being elected, but it's just like my civil liberties are going to continue to be protected.
These students say they're under no illusions that a Clinton win would magically erase the misogyny and sexism exposed in this campaign. Anna Vargas says she is bracing for a backlash.
When she shatters that glass ceiling, the shards from the glass ceiling, I think, are going to kind of rain down and hit her a bit.
Some worry it'll all discourage other women from running, but Chogren says it's galvanizing her.
It's a little early to announce my candidacy, but see you all in the primary, and what is it going to be, 2040?
Tovia Smith, NPR News.